as well.
Katisa had known this well when she returned, but she knew her return was necessary nonetheless, for the evil influence of Shitindu had to be forestalled. She knew her deed could balance her transgression of taboo. That she could still never dwell among her people again, she was well aware. But her son must. Only the Ilyasai could impart the war skills he would one day need. She had offered her clan of the Ilyasai, the Kitoko, an alternative. For the first 5 years of their lives, Ilyasai boys were cared for by their mothers. In the fifth reign, they were taken from their mothers to begin Mafudishu Yamuran, the arduous training that made Ilyasai warriors feared by man and beast alike across the Tembururé. Katisa proposed to remain with her son for the first 5 reigns all Ilyasai mothers were allowed. When the fifth reign came, she would again exile herself from her people. This time, forever. In return, she had asked that the Kitoku clan allow her son to undergo Mafudishu Yamuran, and when he came of age, Ulmayo. Ulmayo was the final rite of manhood, in which warriors